This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 27th of June, 2026. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Malin, 1008. Expected Bailey, 993 by 1800 Saturday. New High, expected German Bight, 1016 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, thundery at first with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 or 5 later. Showers, thundery and Dogger, good, occasionally poor. Fisher. Variable 2 to 4, showers, thundery later with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, south, veering southwest, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming west, 3 to 5 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, west 2 to 4, veering northwest 3 to 5, showers good. Fitzroy, Seoul. South or southwest, veering west later 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet. South or southwest 4 to 6, showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea. Southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and west. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon. South 4 or 5, veering southwest 5 or 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southwest 5 to 7 later, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic becoming south 4 to 6, rain or showers, thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southeast becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, east veering south 4 to 6, rain or showers, thundery at first with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Faroes, east or southeast 4 to 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southerly backing easterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale aid later in northwest, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, southeast 3. Stornoway, northeast 3, recent rain 4 miles, 1010, falling. Lerwick, northeast 3, 24 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Wick automatic, east southeast 3, recent fog 3 miles, 1014, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, northeast by east, 1, slight rain, 600 metres, 1013, falling slowly. Lucas, east-northeast, 3, 4 miles, 1013, now rising. Boomer, northeast by north, 2, fog, 200 metres, 1013, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest, 2, 1013, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 2 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 3, 2 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-northwest 1, 1018, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1,018, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, south by west 2, 1,019. Scilly automatic, south 4, missed, 4 miles, 1,016, now falling. Milford Haven, south by west 3, 8 miles, 1,016, steady. Aberporth, south by west 4, 27 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Valley, south-southwest 5, 9 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west 3, 14 miles, 1,015, rising more slowly. Valentia, south by east 3, 22 miles, 1,010, now falling. Ronald's Way, south 5, missed, 5 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Malin Head, east by south 2, 7 miles, 1,007, falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, east-southeast 4, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a strengthening southwesterly flow will affect northern and western waters on Saturday, while a slack and humid flow continues to affect waters elsewhere. During Sunday, a change to a westerly flow will spread fresher conditions eastwards across all parts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Cape Wrath, veering south, occasionally 6 near Rattray Head, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 to 6, fog patches and drizzle at first, then showers, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5, then veering south or southwest 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at first, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 1 to 3, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable becoming southerly or southeasterly later, 2 to 4, thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, occasionally 4 later, thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, then southwest 2 to 4 later, showers, thundery and east, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor in east. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 near Pembrokeshire. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate in west. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South 3 to 5, veering southwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Liverpool Bay, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 and north. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. Isle of Man, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west, fog patches at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Channel. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South to southeast, 4 to 6. Showers, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East to southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Cape Wrath. Veering south to southwest, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, east 3 or 4, veering south or southeast 4 or 5, occasional rain and fog patches, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, before we leave you tonight, I just wanted to take a moment to mark the end of an era. For almost a century, the long-wave transmitters have carried the BBC across the airwaves, from the iconic Droitwich transmitting station in Worcestershire to Westerglen and Burghead in Scotland. And though the long-wave signal is fading into history this morning, the memories and the connection it created will endure forever. We shall miss your warmth and crackle. Well, that's it from me, Al Ryan, and all of us here at Broadcasting House. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihuwa.
Welcome to the newsroom. From the BBC World Service, I'm Pete Ross. In Venezuela, the search for earthquake survivors continues as the UN confirms more than 50,000 people are still missing.
You can see people struggling with their own hands, trying to remove the rubble, the concrete, everything in the searching of the loved ones.
The US says it's launched what it describes as retaliatory strikes on Iran. Scientists find huge magma systems on Mars that point to the potential to sustain life.
We thought that this kind of complex system was associated and could only form through plate tectonics, but our results suggest that Mars found another way.
At the World Cup, Iran and Egypt prepare to play in Seattle as Pride Weekend begins there. And could live orchestras playing during films help revive cinemas? All coming up after this news bulletin.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. The US military says it carried out strikes against Iran in response to an attack on a commercial ship in the Strait of Hormuz on Thursday, which American officials said was violating the ceasefire agreement. A statement on social media said US aircraft had struck Iranian missile and drone storage locations and coastal radar sites. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it targeted US military positions in the region in response, but did not give further details. Harold Griffith reports.
It's just over a week since the United States and Iran both signed a memorandum of understanding, pledging to end conflict on all fronts and open the Strait of Hormuz. However, this latest escalation shows the ceasefire is fragile and being tested on both sides. In a post on social media, the US Vice President, J.D. Vance, said Iran could pick up the phone if it had a disagreement on how the memorandum was being applied.
Israel and Lebanon have signed a framework